So we're starting with the one line we didn't get to yet, get to in the last year. You might have noticed it was funny because this line was stuck in the middle of some place where it didn't really seem to belong, which was Mysterious Mealy. If we remember, we discussed last time, I think what we left off with last time was the idea that Inkos and Prozbol, El Ala Karka, right? The Loba has to have Karka. And that started from the ninth line of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph and went down to about halfway, right? From the Tanan Hossam in the beginning of the line to the Tanan Hossam in the beginning of the line. And it's all about Karka, except in the middle, there's this part in between the Knigma de Dikla, which is about Karka, and the Ein Lo Karka or Vish Lo Karka. In the middle there was Rabbanan Devei Rav Ashi Masri Milay La Dadi. They gave over their words to each other. And Rabbi Yochanan Masri Milay Chira. Rabbi Yochanan gave over words to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Amar Le Tzrich Na Midi Achrina. And Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, do I need anything else? Amar Le Lo Tzrich, you don't need. And then straight back to Karka. It's a little funny what this is doing in the middle of the discussion of Karka. Like after before, you don't always ask Kashas why it's going to be after before. You know, it's about principle. Good enough. But Mamish, in the middle of the Karka discussion, is a little funny. You know, you could say, who knows? You know, somehow, you know, we are not privy to how they wrote the Shas Bavli. You know, someone brought these two Masoras together somehow, so they got put together, and then they went back to the original schedule programming. Anything could have happened historically, because, you know, we don't know the exact historical process as to how they wrote the Shas. But it is, you know, it is funny. You'd think they could have edited it a little. The only one who picks up on that, you might have noticed from the Makoros sheet, is the Tiferes Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Gedontai. Then the verse Yaakov, what must be, from the fact that in old Karka, it must be that this idea, the Mitzvah Mili and Rav Yochanan and Chiya Bar Abba, has something to do with the Karka as well. That's what he says. The Mashmali, his own Chiddush, Midei Vio B'Shastra, Abban Vira Ba'achi, Mashmali La Dadi Gaha, Milton the Karka, it's brought on the Karka Sugya. They didn't love it, they didn't need Karka. Well, they didn't need Karka. They were exempt from the requirement of Karka. The Dabka Biksima Prozbolo doing, you only need Karka when you ride a Prozbol. But if they weren't riding, you don't need Karka. Okay, he tied this into his particular Derech, right? He wanted to say he had a third Derech, not what we discussed last time. Why do you need Karka? Just because if there's not the Karka where you can guarantee to collect it anyway, they didn't bother to even talk in Prozbol. Says, okay, well, if they're just saying Balpeh, they bothered even without Karka. Okay, maybe we'll take it a little different approach, but he's also the dyke then. He says, after all, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Abba, do I need anything else? And he said, no. What do you mean, do I need anything else? Maybe what he meant. He might have just meant, do I need to write? That's the simple shot. And he said, no, because must be like, but maybe he meant, do I need anything else? Like, do I need to give him some Karka? Do I need to make sure he has Karka? No, you don't. So that's an interesting Kiddush that maybe it's coincidence, the placement, or maybe it's telling us that they also don't need Karka. We'll come back to that in a moment. But before we come back to that, I just want to deal with the fundamental question, which is Mehechitesi Masri Milayhu La Dadi Hilo with Matakin Prozbol. We know what a Prozbol is. Gupa Shal Prozbol. Dot 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 by Edom Chosu Mamata or Dayanim, or maybe it's Dayanim or Edom, whichever it was. Right? A Prozbol is a shtar, is a piece of paper. Right? So Mehechi Teitz, they're Matri Milayhu Laha Dadi. After all, that's against the whole Takana of Prozbol. I mean against the opposite. I mean against violating the detail of the Takana of Prozbol. Takana of Prozbol is you need a Prozbol. They did not have a Prozbol. They had a They just said it balpeh, right? Like whatever it said, Plony came before it and said whatever, they said it, and they didn't write any prozbol. How can that be? And here we have a fundamental machlokas. Rishonim, are they against the rules of prozbol, or are they an exception to the rules of prozbol? Right? What do I mean by that? what do I mean by that? If you look in the Rush, says the Rush, right here. Sorry, one second. Says the Rush, et cetera, et cetera. Rav Nachman Omar, Akaimine, right? Lamed Vav Beis. Remember, Shmuel said, Yashachil Rav Line. Rav Nachman says, Akaimine. I will be Makayim, first of all. And then we're asked, if we saw Lamed Vav Beis, how Makayim Makayim? You don't have to be Makayim, it's already Kayim. No, I'll make it that you don't have to write it. We saw a bit of Machlok is what that meant, but one sheet it was. Rav Nachman is saying, if it was up to me, I would say you don't have to write it. It's okay, Balpeh. I would make Prizbol even stronger. I would make Prizbol even more powerful. There's enough to say Balpeh. Chlomer, Afmi Shal Kosav, Prizbol, Loshen HaKosav, Prizbol, Omro Balpeh, V'nei Adayonim, Mo'ol Ki'ilu HaKosav, and says the Rosh, V'aha Thamchi Amoroi, Nelsa, come on, Rabbanah Dvei Rav Ashi, Demat Milayu, Lahadadi and Rabbi Nathan, we have Rabbi Yochanan, I think, Masar Mile, the Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amr Le Mar, Tzricha, Midi, Achrina, Amr Le, Lo. Okay, then we'll go back to the next line. Basically, what does he say? He says, what were these Amr Tzavachan? They were Tzavachan Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said he would tweak the rules so that you don't have to write it anymore. Or maybe reinterpret the rule, right? Now, it's funny, Rav Nachman says, Iya Yasher Chile, it sounds like it is a contrapositive. Yeah. But not actually. What is the Chiddush of the Rush here? The Chiddush of the Rush here is that we actually pop him like Rav Nachman. Even though he didn't quite, you could claim he never said it. He just said, yeah. I have a lot of sentences that start of I ran the world and, you know, what I would do. You can't pop him like me because it's just a theoretical statement. But apparently the Rush's Chiddush is that the Rush's Chiddush is that we paskin like Rav Nachman. We paskin that, apparently, I guess, a Yashir Chidli at a certain point. And these Amorim were so much like Rav Nachman that you don't need a written principle anymore. Maybe once upon a time you did, but from the days of Rav Nachman, you don't need a written principle. That is a big finish. And that's what Rama writes in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if I brought the, I didn't bring the Shulchan Aruch in here, but the Rama brings down in a, okay, the Rambam brings down in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Samasayim, if I'm not mistaken, that Yesh Omrim, that you don't need to write a prosbul, it's enough to just say about that. That's based on the Rush. Okay, who disagreed? Who said it is not based on Rav Nachman, rather it's a very specific exception? Which was Machaber Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch? The Rambam. The Shulchan is a Rambam and many other Rishonim. Right? The Rambam, many other Rishonim. And in two words, what's the exception here? Because we're dealing with Tamina Chachamim. The Rambam says, I don't know if Rav Nachman bugging out the belt. What are you doing in general for the Jewish people? There's another with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is just a theoretical idea. This is an exception for Tamina Chachamim. That's why it's Rabbanan Dvei Rav Ashi. And I think our Girtza is Rav Yochanan, right? Rav Yonatan, sorry, that's it. Rav Yonatan, the Rosh Rav Nathan, that makes sense. Yonatan, not the Rav Yonatan, sorry. Rav Yochanan would not have given over if we were out. Rav Yonatan, they're Tamina Chachamim. Tamina Chachamim, special rule. That's the fundamental. Focus here, if we have Mithira Mili. The theoretically Balpeshim, right? I quote the Sam, said the Rush, this is the Din Kol Agam. And the Hebrew says he's against everything. Yeah, we know he's against everything. Like Rav Nachman said, he could change everything. And the Rambam brings this down. However, the Rambam and many other Rishonim say, no, this is an exception. This is a special Din. For a Talmud Chacham, everyone else has to write a prosbul. A Talmud Chacham can do it bal peh.
But does he have to be really a Talmud Chacham or anybody who understands the idea that this is Midrabanan, et cetera, et cetera?
It's a good question. Where to draw the line, right? The after all, what does the Rambam say? You're quoting to people lost in the Rambam, right? What does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam in Pes Chav Zion. Says Rav Talmid Chacham Shehil who's death down a mustard bar the Talmidim. But Amar most running potential coach the issue is Benikol Hunter Erta in a circle of protocol nation Yodim Shachmav of stuff and Zana Devi Devrayim. Burn blood in this case. He doesn't see the part of the dark. He just says Talmidim Chachamim because they know that Talmidim Zana Devi Rabbanan. And therefore, that is good enough. Interestingly, the Rama made a tonight here, which not all the Rishonim say, Tamil Chacham Chachol Guzet Zet. It might be that the law will also speak Halakah, or else he might be confused. Okay, but the Rama says the special guy, it doesn't seem to be a high degree of Tamil Chacham. Someone who is a basic Tamil Chacham, and he understands it, right? This Rabbanim says Petra. But now I have a bit of a Chakira. Why is there a different rule for Tamil Chacham? I know you just told me. Right? Yesh lachkor within the Rambam. An exception for Talmidei Chachamim. Yesh lachkor. Why are Talmidei Chachamim different? So, the Rambam already gave one answer. Says the Rambam. Why are Talmidei Chachamim different? Because they know that Shemitah Tzafim is Dirabbanan. As a matter of fact, what are the more sages? Zecher, what is the Tamlam Bam base? Zakir Rabbanan did to Shame Zecher Lashviyat. They know that this is not a real, din Torah. This is only a Zecher Lashviyat and Rabbanan. And therefore, since they know it's only Rabbanan, we can afford to let them be Dochen very easily. Because they understand why, you know, an Amha or it remains very, very serious. Because the Dota Halacha, you need a formal star, etc., we want to make it very serious. For Tamakakam, who understands that it shouldn't be built for the sheet in the old days. But that's not the sheet in the old days. That is good enough. Says the Rambam, because he's Yodea, the sheet of Stuffin, Yodea. Obviously means is midrabbanan. That's what makes it Talmud special. Did you notice? Right? Oh, let me just help. Next year is already fourth month. When I ask questions, did you notice who says, et cetera? I'm going to expect more people to have the answers here on their fingertips. Did you notice anyone among the Rishonim on the Korah sheet, or not on the Korah sheet, or anyone about your travels? Who had a different shot like coming up more special. The Rambam says, because they know it's only Drabbanan. Once they know it's Drabbanan, we're very makel because they understand that they're not going to come to take, I guess they're not going to come to take halacha lightly if we're very lenient about this, because they understand it, because only Drabbanan, but some things you have to be makel and some things you can be makel. Did you notice that any Rishonim have a different shot what's special about coming up?
Meiri.
Oh, the Meiri, right? Says the Meiri. The Meiri had a different shot. Oh, special Tamei Chachamim, right? We have to notice that. Says the Meiri. Says the, 1 second. Let me just find it. I'm not used to this sort of setup. Tamei Chachamim, Alavim Zem, Yizem, Molshim, Sevreim, Lechavreim, V'dayom. Why? Because Talmidei Chachamim, when they give words, that's like giving a star. Okay, Ksivas Prozbul, or like writing a star. Why? Yodim Hein Kavanas Inyan, because they know how things work. Behenin Etzlam, for them, Dvarma Nikdim Ba'amira. These are things you can be Kona with Amira. There's a concept found in the beginning of Kedushin, near the beginning of Kedushin. Heinin Dvarma Nikdim Ba'amira. Sometimes, things are so serious and so mekubal that even at a Maisa Kinyan, you can be kona ba'amira. Talmidei Chachamim take things so seriously and understand things so precisely that for them, Dibur is like Siva, because for them, Dibur is a Maisa Kinyan. Okay, it's not because they know how serious Shemitah isn't. It's because their words, the word of the Talmud Chacham is worth the action of an Am Haaretz. Their words are more serious because they understand exactly what they're doing, and their words are more serious. So, what does the Meiri say? He says a different shot. Why are Talmid Chachamim different? Because
they're
Divrehem Shavim Le Mistira Oksiva. Their words, Balkeh, are as good as a mice of handing over stars, maybe like most of the shows of Mamish, or Tziva Purple. Sometimes beaver counts as a mitzvah kinyan.
Are there any other examples?
For Talmid Chachamim? No. But again, he's taking that phrase in Dvar Miknan Amira from Kedushin Da. Who remembers what Da? Tests on the days. The Amar Rabidal Amar Rab. Kamatanosu Bitva Kapakaku. Bitva Kapakaku. Under the kitchen. Kano Ehe Vermanikaman Mira. I say, remember, Shidukim in the old days. Not exactly like we're used to from, Soyu at Sinai or what do we call it in YU? YU Connect. It was, how much are you paying? How much are you paying? That was the main part of the Shidukim. Okay, I'm giving this much money, you're giving that much money, okay? Do the Kiddushin, we actually owe the money. Those words are worth a mitzvah kinyan because of the, unique seriousness of the context. So Talmid Chachamim are very serious, they understand halachic things, they understand them very precisely, they intend them very pointedly. And therefore, that's where you get from. You should have the big hand and farm nickname here. Even quote the phrase. Okay, I think there could be a big nafkamina between the Rambam's svara and the Meiri svara. The nafkamina is obvious. The Meiri svara is very, very specific to Baal Peh versus Bichtav. He is saying Baal Peh counts as Bichtav. The Rambam svara is not very specific to Baal Peh versus Bichtav. It's a little more about just like not taking it so seriously in the first place. Nafkamina might be, but we have other kulas for Talmid Chachamim. What would be the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Meiri, perhaps? Nafkamina. Are there other kulos for Talmid Chachamim? For example, the Tiferes Yaakov we just mentioned. Right? I mean, that's not the first example of the Rambam. Would you say, for the Talmud Chacham, again, it's not exactly his svara. Would you say, the Talmud Chacham is exempt from the rule of Karka? So, again, number one, according to Meiri, of course, Pashuk, the John Talmud Chacham, svara, Shehe, the Lomba Karka. Of course, the Talmud Chacham also needs karka. Pasha, I'm talking about all people who have that karka. Why should that be any different? It's worth it or serious, but it doesn't change whether you need karka or not. But according to the Rambam, the approach, the Rambam doesn't say, I know I'm not committing the Rambam to this, but Ulai, Yen Shlomar, the Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham will buy karka. And that is the Shita of the Teferet Yaakov. Again, maybe it's not his svara, but it's a nice idea from our sugya. Of course, the more pointed nafkamina is the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. What's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam? The Rambam says right here, "Talmid Chacham can be mosim milayu ladodi." Right, says the Ravid very pithily. Amar Ram dvar sotzer zate. He sotzer himself. In what way is he sotzer himself? What does the Ravid mean? What does the Ravid mean? The Rambam sotzer himself. Ram says, Amichon give their words to each other. He says, Soser himself. How is he Soser himself? Exactly. Ram says, you need, remember what the Ram said earlier? The Ram said earlier that he was the Machmer on this. That's why Adayom Azeth, Sfardim are very Machmer. This is Yinichachonim, Gedolim, Beyonser, Kevesde, No, Shel, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asher, Shemuri, Lafkia, Mamon, Bnei Adah. That's not Talmid, Machmer, Talmidim. He says Talmidim, but he said Yibezdin Godol V'Yoser. And then he says Talmidim, the Sphira. That's the Sphira, the Ravid asks the Sphira. How do you answer the stira. So, I mean, it's not just stira in the Rambam. It's a stira in the Gemara. Shmuel, you need kibezdin shel Rabbi Ami be Rabbi Asi. However, it says, who is it? Rabbanan to be Rabashi? Masrumili la'adadi, huh? No big deal. This is the steer in the Rambam. This is the Rambam. Perites, halacha. Halacha, well, no, the first one was Yud Zayin versus Chav Zayin. So there are three ways to answer this theorem. One way is the Rush, which is not going to help for the Rambam. Right? One answer is the Rush. How does the Rush answer this theorem? I mean, he doesn't actually. Maybe answer this theorem is the wrong phrase. How does the Rush deal with this theorem? How does the Rush deal with this theorem? Oh, they're mostly Lila and Dudley. They gave their friend. They're actually finished and escaped their friend. Ah, more friends than Benton, you know, like Ravami, Raviani, Raviati. What is the rough conclusion from this? Nothing. That's the rush.
She was got on the door.
The rush himself, though. The lama sabra haki, he said about Rabbi Yitamah, we haven't read it. El machma da ani amarei ba ritzrayi. Let's do had the Shmuel damer lo kafin and prozol dina surve dina ardaiva. We see from here that we look up like Shmuel, right? Rabbi Nassan and Rabban Biravashi. We're against Shmuel. Who wins? Shmuel or the Rabban and Biravashi? What rule do we use? How long of a story? They're set. We see here the Hani Amaroi Basroi left Luhu. Right? So, what does the Rush say? The Rush says, very positive. Lo Kaimalan Kishmuel. We don't hold like Shmuel. It's not going to be a Shmuel's opinion. Remember, maybe Shmuel was the top, and he wasn't involved in the principle in the first place. He held it in very little effort. That was Shmuel, but they didn't even talk against Shmuel. And who did he bring arrive from the Rift? The Rift quotes Rabban Meir Bashi, and he doesn't quote Shmuel. Why did the Rift not quote Shmuel? No one more argued on it, right? If anyone remembers some of their children, one of them after he bought Shmuel, he said it, and no one more argues. That's the rush. That's what you think. You haven't read far enough. No more arguing along with Baba and Bay, but they were a Torah and Ian Makamak, but you're Makam out there. I'm a wrong argument ahead. When we're up on here, I'm not going to be nothing, aren't that argument, or maybe not for nothing, you're here for Apple, which agrees to, but at least for one beer, they're about to argue on him. On Long Diamond, I looked at them and did argue on him. So, the rough. They can't deviate the riff. It's a good thing for the riff. Why is the riff being on Shmuel? Third stuff is the leaving out the blue cost of life. So, that's one answer. It's not the Rambam, right? That's not going to help for the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam possibly is like Shmuel, right? So this would be against the Rambam. It's not going to answer the right of Kapha of the Rambam. It's against the Rambam. How do we answer the right of Kapha of the Rambam? So, two parts of the Rambam dealt with it. One was the Kesef Mishnah. And the Kesef Mishnah, Rambam, the B Kesef Mishnah, gave the same answer as Rabbi Yutan and the Rush. Right? The Rush goes to Yutan, it's not in Tokyo. The Rush goes to Yutan, and they eject. That's it. I started to move on the side. The Rush. What's his answer? How does he deal with it? Right? What does the Kesef Mishnah say in the Rambam? Or does Yutan say in the Rush? Same thing.
How do you defend the Rambam? That's right. Rashi says the Rav Sosim that there or something along those lines. Yep, the Rav Sosim says that. So how do you, the Rambam kept his soul at that? How do you answer it?
What? So what did the Kesef Mishnah say? Or the Tam? Not the same thing. He said, no. You guys are all, you know, both of you, you're all a bunch of happy courses. You think the Talmidim of Beir of Ashi were mediocre Torah scholars? Were stunk that? Even Talmidim and Beir of Ashi were Gdolei Hador. He says, Beir of Ashi was the best in the door. You know what? The best in the door has a bunch of people in there. Some of them are the Abbezdin and the Nothing. And some of them are the Talmidim and Bezdin, but they're all part of the biggest Bezdin of the door. And therefore, the Talmidim of Rabashi were not Talmidim like sitting learning the base Medrash out of that guy. No, what that meant is they were the lower level Dayanim, the new Dayanim, the young Dayanim, the young Dayanim. But they were Dayanim in the Bezdin of the Gamal Ador. And therefore, they had power to be up here Mamon. So crazy. If you have the Bezdin, I mean, nowadays you don't really have a Bezdin of the Gamal Ador. Right, you have Bezin Gdolei Hador, and that Bezin is the Gdolei Hador has other people who are also helping out, issuing rulings, etc. And no, the person only has so many hours in a day. But Lachor, if you go before Her Cave of three top lower, you know, levels of Yonim, they also turn me a Kiyamal, and they're part of the Bezin of the Gdolei Hador. So that is what they say. They say that Kaimel and Shmuel, and all HaTalmidim are Bichlal Bezdin HaGadol Shebedor. All the Talmidim are part of Bezdin HaGadol Shebedor. Yeah, he's interpreting the Rambam of Kala Dud. He doesn't mean guys hanging out. It means people who are part of the Bezdin. When the Rambam says Talmidim, he means the bit of a dog. When the Rambam says Talmidim, he doesn't mean Stam Talmidim. He means Talmidim who are on the Bezdin HaGadol Shebedor. But, okay, that's the definition of the Ben. The Rambam, what does he say? He says the chol bezin choshev b'dor roi lachiyam mambo, etc. For a bon and dor v'ashi ha'yim dolin b'nei bezdino. They choshev lachiyam mambo. It says talmidim choshev people on the bezdin, just not for about himself. Okay. However, my report could have been said the Rambam with the Mahari Korkus. What's Mahari Korkus? It's pshat. In the Rambam, says Mari Korkus in the Rambam, no. He says, we mentioned this in Shaito. I'm sure we mentioned this on Daf Lamed Vav on the base. Oh, Mari Korkus is not in this one. Okay, Lo Mishaneh. Says Mari Korkus, he was definitely
on a Makoros sheet once.
Says Mari Korkus, no, you only need a bezdin gadol chashuv kach lachia mamon for an amharit. But on top of chacham, you need a bezdin chashuv for any three guys good enough. Top of chacham is a lower standard. So this is the standard for a amharit. But this is the lower standard for a Talmud Chacham, just like a Talmud Chacham can do it by pen, not b'ktav, he can also do it three guys instead of the Bezdin of Gdolei Hador. That is the lower standard. That's the pshat of Mahari Korkus. We have three pshat in having miyachim, the spirit muli, la'adadi with Shmuel. Either we're rejecting Shmuel here, or we're just thinking of Penta, these were Gdolei who count for Shmuel then. Or no, they have a lower standard, just like the lower standard in terms of the media involved. That they have a lower standard in terms of the people involved, in terms of the casting that any three people do. That, of course, is another nafkamina of this Gakira, and that works well for the Rambam and Shitafei. How about the makeup of the Bezdin, right? How about the level of the Bezdin? If you would say, like the Derech and the Meiri, Talmidim just your words are very serious. But otherwise, if there's one else, then of course, you need same type of Bezdin as everyone else. What does it mean, same type of Bezdin as everyone else? Either everyone else can have three guy from the street, you just the guy from the street, right? Or everyone else can bet and go to the door, you need bet and go to the door. I mean, how against the mission? Either way, as long as the same standard, right? And this would be number one or two. But if you say, like the Rambam, no, we're generally making the problem because they don't need such serious protocol. They understand we're only dealing with the data of your bond on one rejected design that's good enough. Then your married focus makes a lot of sense. Not Mokra. Ule Yishlomar. Yeah. This baggy, best in Paco, the Prozbol shell, Almachokan, like the Shita of Mari Porcus. I'm sure he's not the only one. But I don't know. I'm dying because we're showing me if I look far further than I could in last Buck Roman. That's not to be another opportunity.
The argument comes from that kind of the safe those trees that you don't want to be shot off frustrated that it stopped growing. Tell me if the Kong are able to be masculine in that IRL as opposed to an actual Shtar. When you have a Shtar, it's more of a recognition that, you know, she isn't
still there. But and the Kong will remember about that.
Yeah.
So you mean you want to say, even for the Rambam, you can still restrict it in this way. I think you're right. Meaning, the Rambam off the top of the part of the promise that you doubt because it's so, it's such a, it's just Nirvan,
you can do about that. Maybe it's the opposite, which is because they go Shias, and we don't want to be, no one forget about Shias. So the Talmidei Chachamim, they can do about that. The average show needs a real Shtar.
I think you can. I think you should eliminate it. Hey, keep in mind, I'm not saying the Rambam has that more thing than the Iriyat, not of it. These are very specific Svar. The Rambam is more general Svar. You could take the Rambam and say it's also a specific Svar, which is basically what you're doing. And that really what it means is that within the world of Seder, some people need more of a Seder, some people need less of a Seder. Some people rather be involved past, some people need a reminder in front of their face. I hear that. It could be also, but here I'm not sure, that maybe the question of how many of that young people, right? Because here's a little funny, or if Nasa was most European of our Abba, everyone's kasha is, have been most European of our Abba, if only one. One's not good enough, there's a locus at that one, basically two or three. We have been three, by those. If you do the principle. But everyone agrees you can't do the principle for one. So I wonder, I haven't seen this discussion. Maybe go say, maybe it's Hamel Kaka, maybe it's a regular person, we need to give this to me. I haven't seen that before. You know, can we say like the number of beds there? I haven't seen that before, so I'm not going to put it on the board. That is a special rule of Hamel Kaka, but it's definitely something which is worth thinking about possibly. The last thing I want to mention is the issue of the number. Not to, no one's discussed with the Talmud Chacham means a smaller number than anyone else. So there's gotten the club, right?
Well, we have, right, in the Talmud, didn't we have in Sunday that if you have a Bezdin, if you really have a big Talmud Chacham,
exactly. But how about Rabbiya Bar Abba? How can you by himself hold that thought? What are the two answers to, I mean, it's not technically two answers to this question. What are the two ways of grappling with the fact that it looks like he, Rav Chiya bar Abba, did a prosbol b'yachid? Anyone want to tell me the two answers we found in the Rishonim for how he can do a prosbol b'yachid? Right, this very, very nice anonymous person, Yushim Kisav Yad, published in the Sadar of Ritva. It's not the Ritva, we're not sure who it was. What does he say? He says, the ikar of the Dervionus, that's what Mori is quoting us from Sanhedrin. Kaimelan, the Maya Mumchel Rabbim, done a fili yechidi. Kaimelan, and may done Dina, Kavay Dina Dami, Yelling Mr. Thurn, Nami, Kavay Dina Dami. Okay, says the, that the Yushim Miksav Yad, whoever it is, that this is a din of Yachid Mumche. A Yachid Mumche can Dan Yachidi. It says Sanhedrin. I don't have the footnotes here. Kind of in 618. Says Sanhedrin, that like Cain, maybe. It says Yachid Mumche Dan Yachidi. Normally, you need three Dan. But a Yachid Mumche, an expert, a licensed, accepted expert in Dan Yachidi, So therefore, Yachid Monka, King Yachid Monka, basically what he's saying is that a Yachid Monka Choshev Bezdin. Counts like a Bezdin. Okay, who disagrees with this? Who disagrees with it? Who said the Yachid Monka can't do first of all? The Rush. Keep coming back to this Rush, the big Rush. Says the Rush, it's one line in the Rush. But once you read the Rosh Mishnah, you have to notice this line of the Rush. Says the Rush. Where am I? 1 second. Of course, there's someone else with him. I mean, depending if the oldest two, the young, you need one other person. If you're three, the younger, two other people with him. And of course, he wasn't alone. They just mentioned the rest of the people. They mentioned one person, and he's couple. Right, Rav Abba was the only part of the bed, and of course he had others with him. So said the Rush. He had others with him. Right, the reason I'm asking parentheses is because if you hold close to the shine, he only needed other, the old person hold the shovel. The Rush will shine, we hold shovels, and you have to say it's 200. That's a technical point. See, the fundamental of my book here, the Yachid Monka doing principle or not. Fascinating my book. So you could say, what are they arguing about? What's the Yisod of HaMachloket that the Yachid Monka can do a principle? Meaning, Yachid Monka can do principle or Yachid Monka can't do principle. Of course, you could say, they're arguing about what they all had in mind. Hello, woke up with warning, it's not a principle. He said, did he say you need a bed fit similar to other genie mogadals? Which is Yachid Monka counter? The pun bones don't look very significant and you need a full bed. So it could be a technical point of what Hillel was mitaking. But it also could tie into a very, very famous kathira about the nature of Yachid Monka. The Rambam makes a very famous long description about Yachid Monka. Okay, this is not our topic, although I'm pretty sure we discussed it when we learned about Hedron, but that was a long time ago. A Yachid Monka can be done yachidi. Does that mean, like the tradition of Yadzeh, a Yachid Monka has been bezdin? Or just that he can be done, but he's not a bezdin? Right? Maybe, what's the Yisod HaMachloket? What is the Yisod HaMachloket? Again, if not, just what did Hillel say? Just right, what did Hillel say? Did he allow Yachid Monka? Did he not? And then just how much do you want to have pomp and circumstance in order to be mocked in his iconic person? But if you assume that it's something more quality, this is a thing of Kakira. He said that Yachid Monka equals bezdin. But the Rambam is very famous. The Rambam is famous line that even though a Yachid Monka is done, the Rambam, it's not like you need a Britzker to come and say the Rambam is making like a Lumdish Shakira here. The Rambam makes his Lumdish Shakira. Okay, this is just like, it's an aside. It's not our singing now, but it's good to remember this famous Lumdish Shakira, the Rambam. And the Rambam really talks in like Britzker terminology. He said the Rambam, first of all, he says, you can't have a bezin less than three. But modul echad lodun, a bezin needs three. But a yachid can be done if he is a monke. And he says more explicitly in Perek Hey of Hilchos Sanhedrin, yachid shemunche l'rabim av mishidon din imam noshichidi. Ain't hold on the fun of hold on the best. Right? A yachid monka, even though it can be done, if you're molded, that's not called being molded and bested. If you're kofor, it's not kofor and bested. Basically saying he can be done, but he's not a bested. What's an afkamina? There are two afkaminas. If you're molded, it doesn't count as hold on bested. It's not hold on balden. If you're a kofor, it doesn't count as a fear and bested. There's no din of, I remember from last year that towing and opposed to towing. The Akronim Shulchan Aruch bring up lots of other things. Can a Yachid Monka be Mekayin Ashar? Right? Authenticate the signature. No, right? The signatures. That's not judging. That's just being a bezdin. right? So, okay. So the rough might work well for the Rambam. That Yochid Moncha Don Aval Eino Fesh, that he can judge, but just because you judge doesn't make you a bad man. So come here, that's my book. It's all in principle, there's no judgment involved. No one judges the principle, it's just a formality. So the Kurdish Pisab Yachid is the Yochid Moncha Don, judge the Bastion. The Bastion, the Rambam says he can judge because he's not a bad man. He can just judge. And the Rambam separate the ability to judge with the halos bezdin, normal purpose is not a bezdin. Again, it comes up throughout Shulchan Aruch, right? What's happening there, Mom? Hanukkah, can a yochid mocha notarize the shtar? Is he a bezdin, or is he just someone who can judge? If he's not a bezdin, he can't notarize the shtar. How do you use that?
I think also, if I remember correctly, that if they make a mistake, if they have to pay or not pay, whether there's a bezdin or a yochid,
that all the time into the question may be mistake, correct? Okay, so that's a little cut here at the side point for now, but it ties into our sugya. Okay, I think we're ready to go weiter in the Gemara. Who's going to be crying today? Don't worry, Chaim, he didn't want me to call the truancy police. He came in person last night. Make up for it. Yeah, it's a very fascinating calculus. When you're putting on Zoom, how many people are going to come on Zoom instead of not coming, and how many people are going to come on Zoom instead of coming in person? Okay, not my judgment. I'll just mention for the benefit of the officially enrolled REIT students here. If you're an actual REIT student, you have to come to your we don't want to get into that problem. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. Tanan Hossam, halfway through Daf Lam Zayin, Shvius Meshamet Zam Milve, Bein Meshtar Meshlo Meshtar, Shvius Meshamet, whether it's a Milve Shtar or Milve Valpeh. For Rav Shmuel Dabar Tavrai, the Shtar, what does that mean? That's a Mishnah. Can't disagree. Rav Shmuel Dabar Tavrai, the Shtar means Shtar Sheish Rach Reis Tachatim. If it's written in it, you have mortgage on all my property. Shlo Meshtar means Shein Bo Reis Tachatim. Right, meaning whether the shtar writes that it has a right to chasim or it doesn't, either she has to reject kolkin mil patin, kolkin mil balpeh, right? It's mashami, that's even weaker than that. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokish, though, and someone tell me the general rule, do we follow Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokish, or do we follow Rabbi Shmuel in general, in halacha? Who would we paskin like in general kolay psak? I understand there's not a general kolay psak, there's going to be discussion. General Kol Yitzhak, Rabbi Yochanan beats Rav and Shmuel. Okay, so we might think we should pass to like him. Says Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Dami Tarvayu, Bishtar means Shtar Tim Rechain of Anot. Shtar means the Shtar that it doesn't write there's a mortgage. Shalom Shtar means Milval Peh. Abal, what's the Machlokish Shtar Shish for Christ of Chazamein of Mishame? A Shtar that's written in all my Nechustim or Meshubed is not Mishame? Why? Why is a Shtar with a Sheba not Mishame? Because it's your double. It's if I already collected. Why? Because I have a lien on your property. That lien on your property is as if, sorry, someone is behind. Is as if I already collected. You okay there, Yehuda? Okay. As you were. Okay. So that's a big finish. The big finish, even though I'm not holding it in my hand, but since I have written in the shtar that I have a right to take this property, it's as if I've already collected. Okay, great. Let's see how we pop it. Tanya from Boston, New York, Rich Lakish. Oh, they're looking really good now. Shtar Chol Meshameh, from Yesh Prokhais, the Chos, the main of Meshameh. Okay, excellent. Tanya Igar, Siyam Lothar, the Akhla Vasa, in a Meshameh. If I gave a particular field and say, collect this for your halva. A pashtus, meaning I can also pay you cash, but if I don't pay you cash, collect this for your halva, in Mashami, because then you already received the field. Below O, that field called the Kolachat Echoran Barbaran Luck, which the Lashon of Christ is positive. For all my real estate is the Echoran Barbaran Luck, in Mashami. That's again, two rights with like real estate, which Luck is still looking very good. Crave a Duravasi. But, you know, never assume you know the ending until you get to the ending. Crave a Duravasi, how will they have a short activity of Christ above them, up to the Kama Duravasi? Amarle Meshamin, ain't Meshamin, instead Meshamin or not Meshamin, right? Christ the Hudson, Machlok is Robin Shulver, the real Kama Shlokish. Amarle ain't a Meshamin, like Rabbi Yochanan. Rich and Rish Lakish, also the Kame Dear Rabbi Yochanan Mishavik, yes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says it is Mishavik. Asr, that's very strange. Asr, Rabbi Yochanan, only Mishavik. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't think Mishavik. What did you say? You true, you said it was Mishavik? Amalei Mishavik. Says Bob Marad, he says, I've been following you. You're the one thinking of Mishavik. How can you change your mind? Amalei Mishavik, Nesha, Anam, Adam, and Nasta, Maista. Just because it's a little, it could be to imagine or compare, but I mean, just because we theorize, we should do a maitha. I mean, I can't possibly do a maitha. I have a good svara, but I have no proof for the svara. It's just a theory, and therefore I can't paskin based on it. He refused to paskin based on his own svara. I'm like, a tiny quantity of virus. Says, what do you mean? You have a price to like you. I'm like, Dilmahau be shamai, he's army shara with ligbos kick, gobbly dummy. No, maybe that is Bryce's Beishamai. The Machlok of Beishamai Hillel, whether a star that is due to pay is considered if it's already paid or not. Beishamai says it's already paid, meaning in any case of Suffolk, you have to pay. So if it's already paid and the Balcho is Mochzak, and Beishamai says not if it was already paid. In case of any Suffolk, you don't have to pay because if the borrower is Mochzak. Okay, so maybe that Bryce is Beishamai instead, it's Kigobi Dummy. Kigobi Dummy is Kigobi Dummy. But it's weird, my fellow, like not my shaman, Nick. Maybe that price that doesn't help us. Okay, end of this part of the mark. Notice constructively marked. Not halachim, not halachim, not halachim. They just take every mishnah from the last parak of Shvius and analyze. Right? There's no problem. Okay, end of this. Not halachim. Now here we have a fascinating maharik. You remember we went through the Rishonim. Right, remember what was the fundamental kasha, the most fundamental kasha all the Rishonim are going to have is if in Shas it says, and in Torah also, Shas it says there's something that's treated stuff in, and to get out of treated stuff, you need a trustable. How come we never heard of anyone, nor my father, or grandfather, great grandfather, ever heard of a trustable, and everyone collects their debts after Shemitah? Right, and that's where the Balamor and the Rivet say it must be that nowadays no Shmita stuff at all. So there's no Yovel, you recall. And that's why the Rebar Salonian says it must be something there to throw. And there's no Minag, strong Minag in there to throw there. And that's why the Rush said, Sir Ian, I tried to fight and I gave up. Maybe it's as if it's an Umdana that we all make a Tanaya Manashalu Fishtani Bashvia. Okay. That's, and then I said, and you know what? When you get to the late Rishonim and early Achronim, you get even more svaras trying to justify the meaning of the world. Right there. I'm not then. Our meaning of the world is still a hakel, and there are plenty of svaras that he just name drops and tells you, of Marilla the svaras, Marika the svaras. He just tells you who the svaras without writing them all. And then he says, in the end, but you know what? Where the minug is to be makel and not keep shvita stuff in, you can rely on these svaras. But if there's no established minug in your town, you should go back to the shock and not to these kulas and not relying on these svaras, which is why nowadays, I guess we, you know, the Jewish people, you know, moved around a few times since then and somehow, you know, it started afresh without any existing minhag. And nowadays we keep trying to stuff him. And if you want to collect, we read it first. Unlike those svaras. But one of the svaras the Rambam quoted was the Ma'arik, right? The Rambam, we have in the Mishilspik. What does the Ma'arik say? The Ma'arik says, you know why we don't keep Shita stuff nowadays? The Tachna, like Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. I mean, it's Rabbi Yochanan, really, in terms of the quality of Tachna. We've got Rabbi Yochanan. Says, all of our story code, remember, the Ma'arik or anyone else wasn't talking about you lend a guy money in the shop, 20 tech on the shop. Those people, either you set up a PK or you didn't, then no one cared. He was talking about real business. Real business, our sorrows always have a correct. No one could write a star without a right to chasm. What kind of idiot? What kind of idiot would write a star code without a right to chasm? And one of our money was the standard. There was a standard template. You just filled in the blank. Name, date, place, amount. Fine print is a standard fine print says called the chasai akron bar vine. Right? Like you ever go to a wedding? Right? Right? And then we gave that to the chasm says in the ksuba. Right? Call the chasai akron bar vine. Look from my hand. Shark scoop the dunny. Dunny name to test the dog. No, you got feeling. We clean it. Well, that's stuff in their star. So they were writing their star, not right about the Maslin Rav Yochanan. What's the only problem? The Maslin Rav Yochanan is not like Rav Yochanan. So how do you justify this Maharik? So here, there's a brilliant tune. I mean, the tune is justifying Maharik, because maybe that's as far as Maharik. It's really not. If you open up Maharik, you see that's not a fart. Okay, but the two and a half, that should be a fart. That how do we say instead of Maharik? Tolchem Bisman Hazeh Al Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is against him. There are two ways to defend the Rabbi Yochanan from the Gemara, as it were. One answer is the Maharik himself. He said, very, very radically, he said, why would the Gemara doche Rabbi Yochanan in the end? Because that price is only Beis Shammai. Says, but we hold like Beis Shammai. It's very radical, it grows like. Hold like Beis Shammai? Give me a ring. The cross say, the cross says to him, he said, the last of the city of a choma comes to look at Beis Shammai. We never hold like Beis Shammai. And he means specifically this Beis Shammai. Right? So that's not right. He found a Mordechai that seemed to say that we pop like Beis Shammai and start with legal. Everyone says, no, that's not what the Mordechai meant. The Mordechai meant in one very, very specific kind of case. But then Mark says, well, time along. If a Shammai, the Shtar Ha'omed Ligvos, Kedomi Dummy. Okay, but that's very radical. You understand? The Gra had a connection when he heard this. Said the Tumim, though, and again, this is really what Maharik said. I'm not sure exactly what the Tumim means. The Ulai Lazen is Kavin Hamarik. Did he have the copy of the Maharik? I assume he had a copy of the Maharik, but I don't know what the Tumim's library was like. Tumim is really nice. Right, the crazy place on your idea. Urban Tumim on Choshen Mitzvah, right? Urban Tumim, crazy place is the same thing for Kabbalah. Whether or not my problem, right? When the Chumash says that David HaMelech had as part of his retinue and government Kresu Plesi, which the Pashtunim say a certain elite crack army units, Chazal say Kresu Plesi means here to come and go with the Urim and Thummim, Shakur Stin Debrayim, and the Flam to Debrayim. That Urim and Thummim Kresu Plesi, here's the and the other firm you're aware of. Anyway, said the Tumim something brilliant. He starts the Ramban. The Ramban wants to say, remember we had three shitos from the second shir of the year, I think. I'm not responsible to remember what was in which shir, but I think it was the second shir of the year. I'm responsible to remember what the Rishon Makarona said. But I'm pretty sure I also remember this is the second shir. Well, is this mean the stuff is man of death? One radical shita was the writing of the Balmore? No. The mainstream shita was the shita of Zana Dad mean them Rabbanan. But we mentioned who said the shita of them Midoraita? The Ramban said even Midoraita. He didn't make a big deal of it. Remember that at the end of the paper. But Midoraita. He certainly means that way. He's writing. And he says, I'll prove you it's Midoraita. What did say in Lam Zayinim and Aleph? He said, Rabbi Yochanan, if they should honor with Dam and Nasa Maisa, are we going to pass in the Maisa based on my theory? I can't pass in the Maisa based on a theory. Says Ramban, we see from here that he's the Maisa. In Rabban, like, don't get me wrong. I don't mean like some guy has a theory. I mean, talking about Rabbi Yochanan, right? Obviously, being the Maisa and being Rabban, just because, someone who, goes to the temple on high holidays has a theory doesn't mean they can pass in that way. Or even someone who is Orthodox and learning Yeshiva a couple of years. But Rabbi Yochanan, why can't he pass the base of the theory? It's Rabbi Yochanan's theory. So says the Ramban, you know what the Gemara says, I think it's an Irvin, that did Rabbanan, if a rabbi has a Pesachim Paskin, then you have Pashas and I don't like this. First Paskin, he may kill. You'll see he's right or wrong. In his Oraisa, no, you can't rely on a psak until you address every possible question and every possible objection. Speaking of a qualified role, asking something mutter, and someone says, I want to question that. In Drabbanan, you can do it and question it later. In Oraisa, you can't do it until all the questions have been answered. They said, I can't rely on my own Zara, that's obviously showing it's Oraisa. Turn about the truth that you need something other than Doraisa. Says the two men, let's put two and two together. He says, Ramban's right, but wrong. Right? Because we have a sheet of stuff that is Rabbanan. But Rabbi Yochanan's line only makes sense if she just stuff that is Doraita. So put two and two together, and it worked out beautifully, says the two men. Rav Yochanan must have held that she just suffered with Manazer's Doraita. That's why he said, we can't paskin based on Svarat. The right is very clever. But since we paskin the treatment of Manazer's Rabbanan, we can paskin based on Svarat. So if Rav Yochanan held it was Rabbanan, he wouldn't paskin based on Svarat. Since we held it to Rabbanan, we can be make him like Rav Yochanan Svarat. That's what he says, Rav Yochanan. Los Sama. Al Chitoto, he sabar the shmita safim bizman azeh min haTorah. Aval ledidan the kaimalon shmita safim bizman azeh midrabanan yesh litmo al. From Yochanan would have been made Kalaisa if it was the Rabbanan. That's the cost of the Tumim to improve the Ma'arik and make a good justification for why now in his nowadays people were not mocked, but we just stopped him. Okay, very, very, I think it's very clever too. Okay, I want to mention as an aside, because we don't have so much time left, that there's a big makul between the Rambam and the Ramban. There are masks on the right here. It's in the Ketzer Mishnah on the Korach sheet. About more nothing into it. Siyam lo sada acha. What about siyam lo sada acha? Is it mishami or not mishami? Forget about the tumim and the maharim. Lindy done, right? Assuming you don't blame her, you don't know. Right? That's forget the maharim. We left maharim land. Now we're in everyone else's land. Right? Right? Assuming we don't pop him like Rabbi Yochanan, right, against the Maharik, what's the din of Siyam Lo Sada Acha? Right? What did I say? Siyam Lo Sada Acha, not Mashami. Not only that, even a Christ the Chatham is not Mashami. So, but a Christ the Chatham is Mashami. So you never know what I think. Not only this, even that. So I mean, basically they're the same thing. I'm assuming they have the same thing, but now they're two totally different things, right? Now I'm seeing the Sada'acha, even if Christ the Chasm is not Meshavit. And then you pass in the Christ the Chasm is Meshavit. But a seeing the Sada'acha is Meshavit, that's ambiguous. You could say, we reject, you see, in the end, they're equivalent. We reject one, we reject the other. Or no, they're two different. We reject what we reject, we accept what we reject, what we accept. This is a Machloket. Says the Ramban, it is Mashami. Why? Because it's one package deal together with a Christ the Chasim, meaning general Christ the Chasim. Yes, dealing with an Akas or Kol the Chasim, or whatever. It's one package deal. If half it's not, if half it is Mashami, the other half is Mashami. However, the Ramban. Hoskins, Eno, Mashami. Okay, they all have lots of questions of him from Moment Thea. We're not going to answer those now. If you got a chance, to find it, if not now. What did he say? He has two spurs. The spur which the early, which we showed him, said, right? One is Masha Nidche Nidche, Masha Lo Nidche, Lo Nidche. After all, the part about our Christ and the Chassim and not being Mishami, but we do that. So that was the part about right, the Simul Sada'achas is never Nidcha. The Gemara never rejected the Svara of Simul Sada'achas being Mishami. So I'm honest, it's a happy deal. Reject half, but you reject all of it. No, the Rishon say the Rambam says, what was Nidcha was Nidcha, that's a Christ and Chassim. What wasn't Nidcha, what was Nidcha, Simul Sada'achas? The Akronim point out an even better term for the Rambam. It's proportionally Rishali that a Christ the Chasim is Mishami, but Simul for the Achas is not. Right? Proportionally Rishali. That is a good, and me will leave it there. And it's foolish. The Rishali that a Christ the Chasim is Mishami, but Simul for the Achas. Is Eino Mishami, and it's the Derek of the Rambam, so we pass like the Mishami, and he's going to fit in with the Bavli. So the Rambam makes sense. Okay, he gets a lot of tashas, a lot of answers, and nothing. But now, just want to point out for a local mindset, and then I wanted to go to Tosos, Dibra Mapil Shtar. Tosos the Mechel Star. Star sheet for Christ of Hazamayim Shameh, F. Tosos. On Rabbi Yochamei Shlokes, Flash Brysa, or the Brysa Pshuto. On Rabbi Yochamei Shlokes, Hada Rina Le'el, Beherk Beis, the Ones, Snatz, Upito, Shizokman, Milosh, Mishamtin. What do we say? We say that the Ones and Pito, Knat, all these Knotos of the Torah, right? Damages, due for tort damages, not Mishami, but if you talk to a mill, but you make it into a debt, it is Mishami. So let's say they made it into a debt, right? The girl sued the guy in Bezdin. Bezdin decreed, he owed her this much money and made it into a debt. Said, you know what, let's just add it up. It's this much money, you'll pay me by this date. Now you owe me money. It's Mishami. And the first time, Mishasa Mudd did. And when does it count as Zakon Milva? When there is a final psak din of the Bezdin. What's the problem? Since many places, a psak din, a gemar din of Bezdin, had Shiva Nechasim, even if there's no star. If I sam lend you money, Baal Peh, there's no Shiva Nechasim, but the star, there's Shiva Nechasim. But if you have a official psak Bezdin and you owe me money, there's always Shiva Nechasim. That is as right, notorious, as serious as a star. So, like a ksuba, if I would pay part of the ksuba and then say, you make the rest into a loan, it's mishametes, even though ksuba is shiva nechasim. Okay, so, Mikol Makom says, Tosos, all in fake shemepur shiva to shtar. That Tosos says, or Yochum says shiva nechasim mishame, what he meant is, only if it's written explicitly. If it's written explicitly in the star Shiva Nechasim, then it's not Mishami. And he said it's not Mishami. But if it's just the din of Shiva Nechasim, that is Mishami. Tosos here makes a very fundamental chiluk. Right? This is a very, very important Tosos, or not, depending on how you look at it. I'll explain what I mean in a moment. What does Tosos say? Tosos and getting. Says that a shiva nechatem mitfurish b'shtar ain't no mishamit. But a shiva nechatem al kidin is mishami. If the halacha says a shiva nechatem, then it's still mishami. That's not kidobi though. But if I write a shiva nechatem, that's kidobi dummy. That's not mishami. Right? Here it is. The Gavoy dummy, wow, the Gavoy dummy. Even though a sheep in the chasm is a sheep in the chasm, right? So this is a very, very important closure focus. Now, what is focusing mean by the chiluk? I will admit, someone to raise their hand and say, maybe Tosfos just means it's a specific rule in principle. Or to me, it's a specific rule in sheep of something. When they were talking to yourself, they're a button, they said, well, if it looks like a sheep in the cloth, then we'll exempt it from speaking that it won't confuse people. But, you know, like if it's just a sheep in the cloth, well, then it confuses people. They won't know if it's a sheep in the cloth. So therefore, that could be a sheep in the cloth. But if it's written in the star, then it won't confuse people. So we'll allow it to not confuse the cloth. If you want to be stubborn and annoying, you can say, Tosfos didn't mean that I'll put in a woman's shift and see two kinds of sheep in the cloth. Tosfos said, you know, if it's written, no, it's me, it's confused. If it's not written, people might get confused. Okay, it could be, anything could be, but I think it's much more likely that maybe Tosfos meant there is some fundamental difference, that not all Shiva Nechasims are equal, right? There is a Shiva Nechasim in Purish and a Shiva Nechasim in Meila, and maybe those are two different animals halachically, even though they appear from the outside at first glance to be the same thing. Okay, this gets on to the very, very famous question that folks ask all over shop about the relationship between Shiva Nechasim Mefurash, what we call Milva B'Shtar, a Tam Shtar, assuming it means Frank Nechasim, and Shiva Nechasim Emela, or Al Pidik. So he tells us usually asked it is the Machlok at the very, very end of Bava Basra, Mamish last half of Bava Basra, whether Shibuta D'Oraisa or Shibuta D'Rabbah, meaning, everyone knows that halach l'maisa, if I lend you money b'shtar, there's a shiva nechasim. Balpeh, there's no Shibna Chacham. That distinction seems to be Midrabanan. Mita Oraisa, either Shibuda Daraisa, there's always Shibna Chacham, or Shibuda Lada Raisa, there's never Shibna Chacham. Okay, then they were explained. It could be there's always Shibna Chacham, but the Rabbanan took it off of Melba Balpeh, or it could be there's never Shibna Chacham, but they put it into Melba Bishtar. So they all asked, Tosos all over Shas, right? He asked the same question again and again and again in different forms. Let me just get one more board, sorry. And anyway, sorry, I'm going to have to bother you again. Okay. B. So the same question over and over and over again, all over Shas. Oh. I meant to print out more of the course. Now I'll have to open up my shop. Okay, good. That way you'll see it's true. The Gemara in a few places says that there's a tour of Fira Shibud Karkos. Right? Karka is potter from certain things. What is Karka potter from? From a lot of things having to do with Shulos. For example, from Metziyat Avdalid, from Chinov Modem Mixat. Modem Mixat has to swear if it's about Metaphilin. But a karka mode makes us a potter from swearing, or shvuos daf lamed zayin amid al amid what amid beis daf from chi of shvuos hapikado. Shvuos only means you have to swear. Chi of shvuos hapikado means if you do swear falsely, you have to bring a karka. Right, if I swear falsely about money that I owe you, I have to bring a karka. And that's only fifth metalin. If it's karka, I am putter from the karka. Did I give you any other tosses? Also, in the Bhagavasra Kapaine, he's asking basically the same questions. And not only that, right? So here is the basic question. Tosa, the famous question all over Shas about Mandar Shibuda Doraisa, which the only other points out is parallel to this question. I mean, not Shibuda Chasim Force versus Shibuda Chasim Alpi Din, because like the bed did. Shibuda Chasim versus Shibuda Force versus Shibuda Mamela Alpi Din based on Mandar Shibuda Doraisa. So what's the question everyone asks? The question everyone asks is this. Or Tova, all over shop, asks, if question of Tova, the Kol HaShop asks this question, I don't even know that we showed him don't. But Tova really makes a minna kavua out of asking this question. He says, Leman da Amar Shibuda da Araitha. A Mashtaka Swan Mida Araitha, right? What's people said? Nowadays, Midra Bonin, it's okay. Nowadays, the Mel Bapa has no Shibuda Chasim. But A Mashtaka Swan Mida Araitha. Then Shvuot Modem Mikta, then Shvuot Habikado. You can also ask Shvuot Eidos. Shvuot Eidos also. What Shvuot Eidos means? I subpoena the witness to testify b'shem Hashem. If they don't testify, they have to bring a karka. That's only if it's metalto, not karka. Hold on. If you also give the right that any time you owe me money, I have a mortgage on your karka. And what is the Gemara say? If you're a Shibud Karka, counts as Karka. A Shibud Karka counts as Karka to make me potter. So, if Milva Bishtar is potter, meaning Lifi my Dekaimalon, then Milva Bishtar is potter, Mishum Dechoshiv Karka. Milva Bishtar counts as Karka. Why? Because a Shiva Karka counts as Karka. So Midoraisa, even a Milva Balpeh, everything has Shiva Karka. If Midoraisa, everything has Shiva Karka, then how can you ever be a bona mitzvah? If you owe me money, that means that I have a shibun on your karka. So it's karka, potter bona mitzvah. If you swear false and I owe me money, I have a shibun on your karka. So therefore, you are potter from shuotam, kadon, etc. That's the question of Tosfos all over Shach. And what answers does Tosfos give all over Shach? What are Tosfos' favorite answers all over Shach? What are the answers? What? You can only have a shi of modu mitzah slash shuvah tabikadon slash etc. Only mashtachas lanu rak and mokal hashibod. Only if you have mokal hashibod. Okay. What's a no? But what is this assuming? What this is assuming is, what's the underlying assumption? Is that a shibud memela equals a shibud mefurash? Ah, everything has a shibud memela, but a shibud memela is a real shibud. And therefore, the only way to get a few shua is, or a few carbon is, if he's mochel the shibud. What's the other answer? So it says it's very similar to mochel the shibud. Exactly. Mashkaka lon rak em ein lo karka. After all, you can't say shibud karka is like karka if he doesn't have karka. Right? That's the same underlying assumption. Really, it's a good question. Meaning, if you accept the question, what you're saying is a shibud memela and a shibud mefurash are the same thing. And therefore, for Shiva, the first half of Karka, and Shiva, the male half of Karka. So, how can anyone ever be a mode that makes us higher if everyone who owes money is a Shiva, the male, Lamanda, which is a right? I mean, the right. Not that. These most are being, you know, Shiva, not. How can anyone be higher than mode of Mixa? What does the Torah mean when it says Shiva, mode of Mixa? If everyone always owes Karka from the Shiva? The answer is it meant someone who was mocha the Shiva, or it meant someone who didn't have any Karka. Tolstoy in Bashuk is another answer, which there are bond deals with that lead and over the Russian brackets. It is very, very controversial. I don't know if we're going to have time to get into it now. But, say that again. No, you can't say that. The whole Mandarin Shibuzo writes the Shita that Haval Path Shibuz Karka. Right? That's a Shita. Meaning, what does it mean Shibuzo writes? This means that Milvet Alpeh has Shibud Karka Min HaTorah. I understand the Rabbanan, they changed it, but actually Shibud Karka Min HaTorah. So you can't, it's a little hard to. So Tolkien Babash, and it's really with the Ramban discussed, the Ramban gives four answers to this question. And this is the second one, which he quotes from the Acherim, although it is similar to the Rimi Gash. My toast of the Vavatra, I am Rimi Gash. For Ramban, what does Ramban say in the end? He says, okay, possible. Before the Yishu Shomer, Tosfos, they argue about the details, Tosfos, Vavatra, Rimi Gash. For Ramban, they're slightly different. For Ramban, B'Shem Acherim. They argue about the details, but they have one thing in common. They say, what's the case? The case is, it can only be Shibud Karka if there is proof that you owe me money. There can only be Shibud Karka if there's proof you owe me money. What if there's no proof you owe me money? Then there's no Shibud Karka. The only difference between the Rimi Gash and Ramban is, what if there's proof, but it's far away and I can't access it? That's the difference between the other Rimi Gash. He said, Mashtachat lan Ein Eidem Al Hachiyot. there's no proof, then it'll be even Tarko. What's the big assumption of these bail? That we care about practical, and that's exactly what their Ban is discussing. Practical shibud, not theoretical shibud, which is a very tricky issue, which we're not going to talk to you with now. What do they say? You always theoretically have a shibud. But we care about the practical shibud karka, not the theoretical shibud karka. And therefore, and therefore, there's practically not a shibud karka if you have no proof that I owe you money in the first place. How can you be to get through by money? That's the case. Okay, but he's sticking with the same thing. Really, a Shiva Gamela is the same as a Shiva before. But, and really, every Shiva Gamela is considered Karka Mida Araista and Pata promoted Mitzah and Pata promoted because of Pata promoted etc. However, there's, if you want to, and really, there's no one to mix up on it. Yeah, a special case. Either the middle of heaven that ate him, or middle of heaven Yerochel, or middle of heaven the guy doesn't have karka to get rid of the karka. However, the Ramban is two other deals to Jeff, but perhaps for suggest that maybe there's a difference. Let's give the Ramban's fourth answer. What is the Ramban? This is the Ramban himself. Right? Vani Omer, Ramban Atzmo. He follows the same derech. He said it depends on, it's not enough to have a theoretical shibud karka. You need a practical shibud karka. Right? Also, here about practical shibud. Not theoretical shibud, right? That's the difference between 1 and 2 versus 3 and 4. 1 and 2 says if there's theoretically shibud, that's karka. And therefore, every halacha is a shibud, unless you're a mokel shibud or the guy doesn't have any land. 3 and 4 say no, only practically you could implement the shibud. Only if you could actually use the shibud and then that counts as karka. When can you use the shibud and then? If you have proof he owes you money. Or says Ramban himself, he says, mashkaka one, kishain raya the low part. Okay. So meaning, what does he say? Even if you can prove that I lent you money, if you can't prove you haven't paid me back, then there's no shiva karma. How can I go at Torkla Kunkos? How can I go say I have a mortgage on this property and I'm taking it from whoever owns it? Maybe the loan would pay back. So I can never actually prove, meaning they're at this. Even if you can prove there's a loan, you can't prove it wasn't paid back, then there's no shibud karka. And it's rare, in rare case, there are some cases you can prove it wasn't paid back. Remember last year, Totsmano, of Basra Dafay, if the due date hasn't come yet, we can prove the halakha wasn't paid back. There are going to be cases where the halakha wasn't paid back. But in a normal case, basically, the Ramban says, actually, in most cases, no loan path, you can't prove it wasn't paid back. So there's no shibud karka. Okay, all these have in common is that, let me say this better. What all these have in common is that a valid shibud memela is considered via karka, just like a shibud mafurish. The Gemara says a shibud mafurish counts as karka, and therefore it's other from everything in his brother-in-law. Right? If there's a shar that has a shibud karka, that's considered karka. What are all these answers assume? Not only if there's a shar that says karka is considered karka. Milvavav has also considered karka if there's a shibud mameila, the one that received the raisa. And the only Yosef says that would answer our first question. My sedesin is a shiva karka. A super even without a star has a shiva karka. Super even without a star is a shiva karka. Super even without a star, I did not have a shiva karka. Okay, that's open to the karka. And you can get one of these answers. However, our Tosos says something a little different. He says there's a difference between Yeshiva Mefurish and Yeshiva Mela. He's saying not paying attention to these questions, but the Ramban says there's this question. Maybe you could say no. Maybe you could say, Al Pi Tosfos in Gittin, Yesh Lomar, Yeshiva Mela Lo Chashav Kekarka, Al Pi. This Shibud Mifurish Koshiv Kikarka. Maybe you could say, no, Shibud Mifurish Kikarka. That is what it says in Bamatiyah Abdalid and in Shulat Abdalid Zayin, that and in other places, that Ain Yishbud of Fierce Karkov, that Ain Yishbud of Karkov, that Ain Yishbud of Shibud Karkov. But that's only to Mifurish.
Right?
Again, the difference between one and four is just how you define valid. One and two say valid means it exists. Three said valid means it exists and you can prove it exists. Four said valid means it exists and you can prove it still exists. Right? But what are we saying here? No. That even a valid Shibud Memela is not considered Bias Karka. And this is what the Ramban quotes in the name of Yesh Misha Omer. Not sure who the Yesh Misha Omer is. And this is what Rechaim sees in a number of places. Rechaim says it's all over the place. He said a lot more complicated things can go through this whole thing. Many, many complicated ones with this, all of which are very, very hard and denying. But maybe there's a fundamental one of this difference. Not like, oh, the difference is how easy it is to prove. Clearly, according to that, we understand. No, usually, often you can't prove. No, Bashtar. Usually you can prove. No, Bashtar usually the proof wasn't paid back. The start from the other side of my life, the whole start wasn't paid back. No, love that. It's hard to prove it wasn't paid back. No, the fundamental difference. What if the Ramban say in the name of Yesh Misha Omer? This is, who is this? This is the Ramban. The Shem Yesh Omer and the Drach on the Rambam. What is the Ramban quote in the name of Yesh Omer? And he says, Yesh Misha Omer. The anger to the karkai, and the star, the anger she put upon the karkai, who command the talk of the dummies as if you're holding it. Echo marks here, right? Command the goat, right? Notice the omen. Command the talk of the dummy. Help her. Yeah, there's a big difference. Both Balpeh and Bishtar, again, Balpeh, the man that she put in the Raisa before the Rabbana changed it. Hope you're holding up. And Bishtar and the Maisa have Shiva karkai. But a Shiva Mamela is a Shiva quality on karkai and the Talfalin. Yeah, I can take your stuff. A shibud mefurish is commanded toughest specifically of the karka. That is the ikar shibud on karka. And Reb Chaim says something very, very, very similar. Says Reb Chaim, it's a long Reb Chaim, I didn't even talk half of it here. He says, Shima Tathodia, like he basically says, he basically starts by proving that only a star cast the shibud karka. A milva balpeh that's a maista benzen is not going to keep the karkov. And therefore, why? He says, very pasha. Rak mishar to the fear shiva karkov, the shar to put in a knot kibud. I'll call it the matri gazeg, the gamla etzlachotim called shiva karkov. Find a shar to the knot kibud makes the etzlachot shiva karkov. By a milva balpeh, even when there's a shiva, the shiva totally is not anything special about the karkov. So what do they both say? Now, I just want to take 5 minutes to explain this. We don't have enough time, but I'll briefly explain this. There's a fundamental criteria about shibud. What is shibud? Right? Yesh la'ayin. What is the nature of shibud? Says the Ritva in Kiddushin. He says, you know why there's woman on the earth? There's no shibud to doraita? He says, because Shiba is a half kinyan, and he doesn't believe in half kinyan. Okay, Shiba is a half kinyan.
You could say it is what the Ritva said. Kinyan lachatsoyin. It is a partial kinyan, meaning when I lend money to Morty and I get a shibut in his karka, I mamish have a kinyan in his karka. Not a full kinyan, I'm the owner of all his karka, but I have a partial kinyan in his karka. You could also say it is not a kinyan at all. I have no kinyan in this karka. If I have no kinyan in this karka, what do I have? I merely have a right to collect from his karka. What some of the acronyms say is the Gemara that says everyone's the chafin of a property that's already for him. Maybe you would say, no, it's not a kinyan at all. But the acronym says it is just that the nechasim are arayim. With yeah, there's arvus. You know, if you can't collect from him, you can collect him, you can go to the nechassim. If you can't sue him, you can sue the nechassim. Again, you can use the nechassim being a person. But it's not a kinyan at all. There could be many, many nechassim to this, which we don't have time to properly elucidate nowadays. To properly elucidate today, rather. But a nechassim could be, can you sell a shibud karka mina Torah, right? He don't raise any fellowship with karka. It's a real kinyan. Then he would say, yeah. What do you mean? I have a partial ownership in business. People have lots of partial ownership in rights to say they buy sell it. That's no problem. But if you say it's not a kinyan at all, then I can't sell. What is the radio? The thing says I can't sell something I don't own yet. What does Kofa say? In one place, Kofa says, oh, I can sell shibud karka. That's possible. Right? Or another interesting question is like, oh, Yilkman. Can you be Mishabed Dover Shlobaliola Minatora? The reason everyone always asks Minatora is because we are abundant, they meet Takanas, the Lotinol does, they love it. If it's so feels, then you might say the opposite. If the real Kenyan, then no, you can't be Kona Dover Shlobaliola. Meaning, can I put a sheep on something you don't own yet? If it's a real Kenyan, no, but if it's not a real Kenyan, then yes, I'm not component of the volume. But it's just that you somehow get affiliated with this property and get stuck to it. Okay, those are two like classic nafkaminas. Another possible nafkamina could be, is there a opinion on, is there shiva on the couple in that part? It's not so posh. We know there's no shiva on a couple. I still have a couple, and it's not mortgage. I mean, not Torah, but a couple mortgage or not. A couple is Rashi and Rambam. The way we see it is a kinyan. It's hard to imagine. After all, how are you kona karka? Anyone tell me how are you kona karka? What? What is that? Or, three classic ways. Star or?
Okay.
Or, star for Zaka, what are you missing? Get that. Okay, and then you money. Kesef for it. Sorry, star. It makes sense to have a kinyan on karka. How are we calling him a talpulin? We call him a talpulin generally with the shulka. I'm not receiving the talpulin, so what do you mean?
That's
the
rabbanan.
What? Ah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. You know what? That's a good point. We'll leave that aside for now. That's a good honor. So I'll have to think of the mark. Anyway, well, nice, but what do I want to say? What I want to say is this. Is that maybe you could say that there is here's Nadinim. A shibud mefura, that's a kinyan. If I write a star and say, in this star, you are the mishabing on your karkami, you're being mishabing your karkami, not fully. But a shibud mefura, whether it's based on shibud is a rice woman or the rice that I don't know about, or whether it's based on maista dandy, a shibud mefura, who's been talking to anything? Just a fucking gave me the right to have various ways to collect it. They were very concerned. The post is concerned that I be able to collect my debt. If you want to make this kill up, maybe that's our total. What does our Tosfos mean? Ibram Yochanan says with a sheep, but it's Kegolim Dami and it's Enam Dami. That's only Shimon Purim. This is why I was calling your character already. I was calling it Kegolim Dami. Right? This is Kegolim Dami. That's our Tosfos. But it's not Kegolim Dami Shimon Mela. That's not a kid yet. And maybe that's why it is considered Kekarka. The chov is like karka, like we said, according to this last shot. Yeah, if I was kovid, it's like karka. That's the lashon of Chaim. That's not my three divim. All three divim go back to Chaim. As Chaim said, he said, "Shtar yish bo din haknoa shibud." That a lot of people have shibud. The shtar has haknoa shibud, not just shibud. This is Chaim, right? This is Chaim. Says the Grach Star Yesh Bodin Hakanah Shibud. Other things might have Shibud, but not Hakanah Shibud. Therefore, the Kol would be considered like the Tuflin. Yeah, according to this answer, we're trying to the Yesh Omer Narvan, in a Milbeth Balteh, there might be a Shibud. That's the only general idea of Shibud, which still got paying money. That's the Tuflin. You might get the money from Karka, but that's still the Tuflin. You get the money from Karka, it's the Tuflin. But a Shibud reports in a star, that's writing a tenure star on the karka. That mamish karka, everything falls to the karka. And this, the Rav pointed out, the Makhluk explains the Makhluk, the sheet of the Tosfos Rid on getting that up, Arma Sechen, maybe we'll come back to it. Fascinating Makhluk is, why does a star make a Shibud Nechata? Okay, we're not getting into it now, but one approach with Tosfos and Tosfos, you know why a star makes a Shibud Nechata? And Bill Valpet doesn't? Because star is, what would a lawyer say? Notorious. Star is publicized. Bill Valpet is not so publicized. It's only fair to have a sheep in the custom because publicized, the Gemara says, that whoever buys it should have known to be aware. But if something's not publicized, then it's not fair to have a sheep in the custom. That's one way. But there's also this risk that doesn't get in the custom. No, you know why? Because a star is a star kenyan. Hey, Karka nicknames the star is a star kenyan on the shibudin. And without a star, there's no kenyan on the shibudin. That's what those written. This is exactly what those written. A star is a kenyan on the shibudin. Maybe we don't write them, maybe we draw bottom sometimes. The shibudin will have a star. But that's not kenyan. That's a different kind of shibudin. Okay, so that this a lot of things to do with it, but this talk is very, very crucial. Out of all the Tosfos and Shas, is the only Tosfos who, instead of making a Opimta, who said there's just a difference between two different kinds of sheep and a husband. And while you might say he's not retired, he just meant what looks good and looks bad is confusing for him. First of all, I think it's much more likely to hear the Tosfos more like retired. It's sheep and not sheep with more equal, and the student type of sheep. Okay, what we didn't get to finish is the Gemara said that. Why find a mashkom from you? Is it not mashavit? I'm a rubbish to the top of the lake, so I'm holding it, so it's kugugly. I'm only inviting me after the day who the dark clear top lay on the shami. If so, what do you mean? If I lend you money and I'm in your house, then it's not mashami because I'm holding on to it. Oh, just because I'm touching your stuff doesn't make it gummy dummy. It needs to be a legal right to be gummy dummy. I don't really know, Shani, what happened? No, Moscow, I'm not just touching it, gummy dummy. Right? I mean, if your bicycle happens to be someplace I can grab it, that's not gummy dummy. I have to have a legal right. I believe it. Well, the king of this country, I'm going to get the man in Boston, Shona Moscow. She's never going to get the doctor. The opponent is the doctor, not even come out, Shona Moscow. If I return the Moscow when I need it at night or during the day, the doctor. They make a truck. It's only the doctor that gives him my money. That proves I'm taking the milestone. And therefore, that is considered to go and dummy, block to go and dummy. There's a lot of sugya here, which we'll have to maybe find some other occasion in life to deal with. And I wish everyone a Mark Tiotova and see you, Mir Tashem, next month. Mark Hatimatova, everybody. Thank you.